Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Man, I don't even feel like people have bellyached about the offensive line at all this season.
It's almost as if they've improved since Eichenberg went out, really, if we're being 100% honest. And the big question every week is, how serious is Teron Armstead's injury this week? Like, that's really the question, because, man, if Teron's playing, I don't think it'll be an issue, the offensive line moving forward. I'm not saying they'll be as great as they have been the last 2 weeks every week, but if Teron Armstead is playing, that's not something I'm concerned about. Tua didn't get touched. No. I know there was a couple iffy, flags that one got picked up that the officials didn't call intentional grounding. To me, those could go either way. There were two instances there, but either than those two plays where Tua made the effort to get rid of the football before he got hit, Tua didn't get touched.
No, and I like the fact, I was wondering if he was going to improve in that element of his game, because that was certainly a concern pre-injury, is that he does like to extend plays. He does like to make things happen. You definitely have seen a concerted effort from him to just let plays die if they're not there, which is great to see. I think it shows maturity for him, because you do worry about that body holding up. I mean, look, man, whose body can hold up? The damn, Josh Allen may have a busted up elbow or something to deal with because he took a hit. If that guy's going to get hurt, who's not going to get hurt in this league? So, yeah, if you're a quarterback, you got to take advantage of the rules of them not being allowed to touch you. And I do definitely feel like Tua has improved in that element of his game of just, look, he's improved everywhere. I mean, it's been quite obvious. And I think that just funny, have you seen this new Twitter account, Finn's Receipts? That's
no,
floating around.
No,
it's just basic. It's just, it, you know, it's exactly what it sounds like. Almost like a freezing cold takes Finn's edition, where it's just, it's just everybody bringing out the Tua receipts on everybody. And, it's just absolutely tremendous. And there's this other account. I just had it up. His name is Finn Kane on Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
And
Finn Kane
just, he brings he's like the Scorsese of freezing cold Tua takes, just nonstop. Rolling back, he has one with Keyshawn Johnson I was watching before we started recording today. And by the way, as an aside, does Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Kellerman, do they have the most uncomfortable radio setup in the history of radio? What's going on there?
I did notice that. They're standing what? Half the time, right? It's very weird.
I thought that was a COVID thing back in the day, because I remember watching the show and nobody was ever on. It used to be Zubin was on the show, but he had health things. So they were never together. But then during that show, they were always very far apart, but they just kind of kept it. And it's it literally looks they're in a IKEA with the most uncomfortable bar stools, a tiny glass table. They don't look like they really want to be there together. We're talking about Disney. How is this the budget that they have together? I'm telling you dead ass, people, the studio we have at Odyssey Miami smokes the studio that they have going on. I don't know what they're doing.
By far. It's not even close. But to your point, I did see Stephen A. Smith. This clip was going viral. He said it either yesterday or today. He said that, the Dolphins offense can't be trusted because Tua is just dinking and dunking the whole way. And what I love about what Tua is doing this year is – every preconceived notion coming into this year about Tua, he's outplayed that notion. He's done the complete opposite. It's not that he can't throw it, long anymore. he has the most expected yards per throw in the NFL, or second right now in the NFL. Like, every preconceived notion about Tua, he's doing the complete opposite. So it kind of gives you that insight to who's actually paying attention. You know what I mean, Tobin?
And I'm fascinated by that because, like, you know, as two guys who do sports content, and Lord knows we're pumping out more content than ever. We're being bled dry as far as how many opinions we're supposed to give on this stuff. But Stephen A. Smith is no stranger to that either. Like, ESPN, they pay him a heap of money. He's on basically from 10 a.m. until whenever the hell they say he's over. So I get it. He's got to be talking at all points. So you can, there's no way he's watching everything. But the thing that I find fascinating about it is, like, how does he not have, like, does he not have a producer who says, hey, man, Tua's not doing that, actually. Like, you might want to go in this, that, the other direction, or this is what's happening. This is how you should debunk it if you're going to go in that way. Like, just say, like, one of the things I find fascinating about, like, the Levitard show or Pat McAfee is they have a fleet of producers, and eventually someone's watching something that the others aren't. And it can always add to the conversation. And I'm just finding it strange how the biggest sports talkers in the world, the solo artists, just the Cowherds, the Stephen A's, will just stay on the lane forever and nobody will correct them on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a big hypocrite on this conversation because today I broke down the Saints front office and their game yesterday against the Ravens. And I didn't watch the game. So I'm a fraud.
Why did you admit it?
Well, I mean, why not? I mean, why not? I mean,
was it just because Jeff Ireland's in their front office and they're bums?
Yeah, I mean, they're a bunch of bums. And I was kind of making the point that, like, let's settle down on the Saints being a great organization. You know, everybody wanted to put, they won one Super Bowl, which they shouldn't have even won. I mean, it was a ballsy move by Sean Payton to do the stupid onside kick coming out of halftime. That might have led to them winning the Super Bowl. So, you know, one ballsy move really is what kept them. I don't know. You see what I'm doing? Like, I'm spiraling out of control here. But just let's settle down with the Saints.
Here's the thing, though. Like, again, how often do we talk Saints? The thing that I find interesting about a national guy, like, Tua is definitely one of the top five NFL topics that they talk about all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, if Stephen A. Smith, like Stephen A., they get him on him all the time because they're like, oh, he didn't know that this tight end wasn't on the Chargers. I'm like, you know what? I can let that slide. That's fine. I don't really care about that. But, you know, if he is just saying things about Tua, it's like, you talk about Tua like every 2 days. Like, no one cares to throw in a Finns game every now and then. Just never comes across their radar. You're just watching Lakers games the whole time. I don't understand that. So it's a very strange thing.
That's literally Bleacher Report. They only tweet out Lakers highlights. That's it. That's the only thing they tweet out.
Pretty much. All right, we'll take a break here on Porpoise Pod. When we come back, weird shakeup in the NFL that happened this week, Solana, in regards to a former player getting a head coaching gig, which immediately led me to wonder, who could do this job for the Dolphins? If that were ever case, they needed a pinch hitter, what former Dolphin would we call upon? Porpoise Pod swims on after this.